catch up with Brian Dias. Brian is every chance to come down to run in the gong. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Looks like Elvis is your runner, and you've been travelling around this horse, but he seems to be in a good place at the moment.
Yeah, no, he's been in good form down in Victoria, and yeah, we're pretty happy with him. So he arrived up in Sydney last Thursday morning, so he's there and ready to go.
Okay, so you brought him back thinking that this race was right there, that it was a suitable one, the gong?
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't sort of know the makeup of the field and whether he was, you know, going to get a run, but sort of looking at the way the race at Newcastle sort of lined up last week, there was a good chance he was going to get in it with a rating of 97. So, I mean, there was an option to go to one of the races at Sandown on Saturday, but sort of Craig's feedback after his run at Flemington was that he might be better suited in a mile, and if he's going to run in a mile, it may as well be for $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he is strong at the mile. I watched a race from earlier this year, back in August, Brian, up in Brisbane. I know it was not a $1 million race at the like, but I was impressed by the turn of speed the horse has got.
Yeah, no, he has got a very good turn of foot, and when sort of the race is panning out for him, he's sort of possibly been a victim of drawing a bit too well down in a couple of his runs down in Melbourne, and he sort of landed right behind the lead there at Flemington on Cup Day, and looked to travel very easily through the run, and obviously sprinted to the front in the straight, and just got bobbed on the line. But Craig sort of said that 1800 might be his sort of maximum distance at this stage, in that sort of stakes level company anyway.
Yeah, understand. So what you're saying there, I mean, he ran at 1500 at the Valley, and he's been over 2000 and a bit over, but at this stage, in a really good stakes race, maybe the 1800's a peak, but in a race like this, 1600 reads pretty good, Brian.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's I wouldn't have, you know, obviously we don't know the final makeup of the field, but I wouldn't have thought the race is sort of going to present any stronger than the race it did at Flemington. I mean, that horse, the horse of Chris Wallace that beat him was apparently had won a Group 1 in South Africa, which I sort of didn't know prior to the race, but someone said that he was a Group 1 winner, so it was probably no disgrace to be beaten by that horse on the day, and so I don't think there's going to be any Group 1 winners in the race on Saturday.
Yeah, that was Yulong Prince that won that race for Yulong Investments, who showed form in South Africa before coming here. He won a Group 1 at Greyville in June of 2018. So you are right that the form through Yulong Prince does stack up. Are you happy enough with 53.5?
Yeah, no, that's going to be a nice weight for him. Obviously, the weight's been a bit compressed somewhat with Mr. Seawolf being in there, I think he's probably one of the horses that's probably advantaged by that. He's going to get in with his true weight of 53.5, it's a good weight for him.
Yep, understand. Have you got a jock yet, Brian?
Yep, Blake McDougall's going to be riding him.
Blake McDougall. Well, he's been riding in town a little bit of late with a lot of the senior jockeys down in Melbourne, but he's riding well. He's riding extremely well. It's a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, no, he's a good rider, and he was keen to ride him, and obviously with a lot of horses down on those low weights. A lot of the higher profile guys were in demand, and but no, very, very happy to have Blake on him.
Yep, for sure. All right, Brian, well, we look forward to seeing looks like Elvis line up in the $1 million gong final field out around this time tomorrow. And as I said to our audience, probably at this stage only Dr. Drill and the Candyman of those top 18 or 19 that aren't running. We'll wait and see what Chris Weller does with his three entries. But it's a $1 million race, so everyone wants to be a part of it. Good luck, Brian. We'll see you there for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.